What are you up to, Henry?
Nothing.
Nothing? Have you got the cricket bat out yet? They've got their kids' sports down there. Don't have cricket bats here, mate.
There's no complaints about overpriced entry tickets or the cost of the fast food. The kids can't spend all their money in Sideshow Alley or at the Showbag Pavilion. The Darkin Show in Western Australia's southwest has been resurrected after a 60-year absence. It's gone back to its agricultural roots. And organising committee member Jodie King couldn't be happier.
The atmosphere is amazing. I've had so many goosebump moments actually throughout this whole experience. Here today, just to actually visualise what we've been putting together, is phenomenal. The kids are, they're just walking casually around, you know, looking at sheep and shearing and, you know, meandering through the market stalls and popping into the wool fashion show, and they don't have to have their parents right by their side, so it's beautiful.
Hello, I'm Kit Mockin. Darkin is about 200 kilometres south of Perth, and like many small regional towns, it's struggled to survive over the years. The local show bit the dust back in the 1950s, and few thought it would ever return. But with the help of the local council, an energetic organising committee, and the wider Darkin community, the show is back. And it's bringing back happy memories for old-timers like Kevin King.
One of the main organisers, Nathan, it was his great-grandfather that started the original Darkin show in 1929, which he didn't know until I told him today.
And so he's just inadvertently carried on in the...
No, he didn't know anything about it until I mentioned it to him today, and I think he's quite surprised.
What do you know about the show when it used to be held here?
Oh, well, I was only probably 11 or 12 at the time. We used to put our chooks and ducks, and my mum and dad used to... Mum used to cook cakes and put flowers in the show, and I remember with helping Dad one time when I was getting the tea trees from down the creek to build the jumps for the show horses. And that's some time ago now.
But is this quite similar to how it used to be?
Well, yeah, possibly. It's that far back. It's nearly 60 years, so it's a bit hard to remember. But, yeah, the original show they had, they used to come in their horse and cart and that sort of thing. And they had a train came out from Collier, about 2,000 people came out to the original show. And today's event, I would say there'd possibly be around about 1,000 people, which is very pleasing for the Shire.
The Darkin Show is all about showcasing the local wool industry. There's shearing demonstrations and competitions, and of course, the ever-popular wool fashion parade.
So, Kit, are you interested at all in the fashion parade and stuff like the wool fashion parade?
Who's walking in the show? Is it girls?
So, locals.
Yeah.
All locals. Cool. Which is so... And they're in there all getting zhuzhed up and, you know, actually, that's something I've got to do. I've got to get a little girl's tutu. What time is it?
If you need to run right now, you can.
I actually do. I just go and do that and then come back to you?
Yeah, that's all right. I'll be here.
Yep, yeah. Awesome. I won't be long at all. I'll just get these two tutus and I'll be back. Oh, the Wool Fashion Show, that's been one of my babies and our subcommittee group. That was just fantastic to watch them, actually. Well, actually, I didn't watch them because I was out the back. But we have another lady, Astrid Volz, and she's a photographer, and she put together this amazing slideshow of wool images and sheep images as the girls strutted their stuff up the catwalk, and it was just amazing. And they're all local mums that were actually models, so even that's just even more heartwarming, and they're having a ball.
And I don't see any, you know, I see a water slide and kids' activities, but I don't see a sideshow alley or anything like that. What type of show is this?
So this is just a grassroots show. It's, you know, it probably would be very similar maybe to what it was 60 years ago, really. People just coming along with, you know, their livestock on their farm, and the kids are dragged along and having a look around. But yeah, there's no sideshow alley. We do have a big water slide, but it's just very relaxed.
And you're taking money at the door?
No, we're taking a gold coin entry, but it's not expensive at all to come today. So that was one of our biggest things, is we didn't want to have a big cost to families. We wanted to keep this really quite an affordable day. They didn't have to worry about spending $100 with that sideshow alley or plus. So it'll be a nice day where they can just come along and just experience something for not very much.
And if you're not charging people to get in, then, you know, everything I see here, how has it come together? How has it been paid for?
Amazing sponsorship. We've had some phenomenal sponsors come on board. Without them, we couldn't have done what we have. And community contributors. So
For an example, we had a water slide that we needed water to get to because we couldn't run it across the oval. So we contacted the local water transport guy in his truck down the road, and he says, "Sure, Jody, I'll be there with water." And that appeared. His wife also has personally sat here for 3 days and designed our Sheep Fest signs, which have a beautiful sheep on them, our little sheep logo. And she's an art teacher at the school, and she sat here for hours, and they're the amazing moments.
You're talking about the volunteers, and the guys have obviously pulled together really big here. The army of pink shirt volunteers, they're all farming women or women who live in Darkin. Are they the drivers?
Our committee is, you know, of all ages. A majority of them are, yeah, mums with kids, and it's been the whole town's doing. So I think that's what's been so nice.
Well, our presentation's going to be at 4 o'clock, but they'll be all presented over at